What's good, Faith Walkers? Welcome back to the God's Vibes podcast. Hello, hello. How are you guys doing? We've got an interesting episode for you today. This might give you a beautiful perspective shift if life has been hard. If that is life as you know it, this could be such a beautiful gift for you today. So if you also know that somebody could be encouraged by this, share it with them. Copy the link to the podcast episode, share it with them. Make sure that you also subscribe to the God's Vibes podcast. We have been known to offer lots of value throughout the week. So not only do we have Tune In Tuesdays and we also have God's Vibes hotline episodes, sometimes we give you little gifts and little bonuses throughout the week. So make sure that you're subscribed so you will get a notification when a new episode is posted. Also, if you are a regular, if you are blessed by what the God's Vibes podcast is serving up week after week, it would mean the world to us if you would rate it 5 stars over on Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Let us know how the podcast has been blessing you or imparted wisdom to you, encouraged you in some way. When other people see that, they get encouraged too. You set off testimonies of what's possible for them. And it also is a great way for this podcast to get into more hearts and homes. And you could be a part of that happening. You can be a part of this ripple effect. Okay. So thank you so much for doing that. And also when you do that, make sure that you go to julianapage.com/podcast and claim your free 30-day devotional. We have a 30-day God's Vibes Matter devotional to send your way just for being here. All right. Now the other thing, oh my goodness, some of you don't know. And some of you are like, where has this been all my life? But we decided to launch the 30 Days of Faith Walking live. So it's a live experience. There are different video devotionals for you every day, and then different activations, reflection questions, assignments for you every day that go along with the video. And we are giving you this journal as a bonus for free just for registering. And the kicker, this round is live. So every single week we are meeting Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. Central Time and going through the content. And it's like an addition to the content. So you're getting so much value just by showing up live. So I encourage you, I don't know the next time that we're going to do this program live. So you can absolutely get the program at another time, but it won't be a live experience. So if you want to get the benefit of being on live with us and getting the coaching and getting the anointing and impartation that happens during that time, join us in 30 Days of Faith Walking. You can still catch up. There is still time to join us. There's still very, very saturated, beautiful sessions that you can join live to come, including one this week. So go register. There is a link in the show notes. You can also go to www.couragecoat.org and join from there. But it's best to use the link in the show notes so that you take advantage of the free journal, the free workbook that we'll send your way. Okay? So go ahead and do that. If you are not plugged into Courage Co., come join us over there. It's www.courageco.org. You can join the free community. We offer often daily upliftment. We have daily small groups, life groups of all different topics hosted by different women. They're phenomenal. So you're going to want to make sure to get plugged in there and fellowship, build community. We also have bi-monthly prayer calls, and these are really powerful. They are prophetic encouragements. God shows up. So definitely get on those if you need prayer, if you would love some wisdom and direction from the Lord. And there are many other programs similar to 30 Days of Faith Walking that you can be a part of. You can join us in the God's Vibes Mastermind, which is like Holy Spirit boot camp. So much of our life is all about our inner development, our inner man. And there's very few places where you can go and get valuable content and growing in your authority and growing in your spiritual maturity, in your character development, overcoming different traumas and pains that you've been through, making peace with your past. There's so much power that happens in here, and it's spirit-led, and the community is sacred. It's definitely a community worth being a part of. So you can join us in the mastermind. We also have a Spirit-Driven Success Life Coach Certification Program. So when you're in Courage Co., you'll be the first to know when you can enroll for the next round of that. And we have a year-long training program as well. So if you're somebody that doesn't feel ready for a live experience just yet, but definitely wants to grow, maybe has a crazy schedule right now and just wants to learn. When you have that time, you don't want to just Netflix and chill. You want to actually put something constructive in your eye gates and your ear gates. The Courage Co. training bundle is a great resource for you. We have knocked the price down. You can get this for a price that's really like buying a cup of coffee every day, and you get access to it for the entire year. It is training on demand. You get access to the notes. There's over 45 different guest interviews in there. It's powerful. And we talk about overcoming drama. We talk about relationships. We talk about success habits. We talk about spirit-driven entrepreneurship. We talk about so much in there that even just one of the workshops, one of the challenges would be worth the investment. So there's a little something for everybody over in Courage Co., but you can join us. It is on a private app, so you will be prompted to join with your email and your username, load a photo so we can see you. You can share a little bit about you, but you can join us either from the app or you can pull it up on a desktop, www.courageco.org. All right, y'all, we look forward to connecting with you in there. Let's dive into the message for today, shall we? So I thought it would be helpful. I don't know where this started, but I've been hearing it a whole bunch lately. There is this lie floating around that when you are walking in your purpose, that when you are tracking with God, that life somehow gets easier. And there's actually nowhere in the Bible that says that that is true, okay? Like, nowhere. Life is hard. And when you are successful, there are still different challenges, different tests, different trials that you're going to face. Like, life is still going to be challenging. It's going to be hard. And I think rather than expect that it's going to be easy, when you accept that it is hard, you do what's required to be ready for the hard. You prepare for it. So we're going to talk today about preparation, so you don't get any mixed ideas and that you're truly prepared for this life that you're praying for, okay? So preparation is really the sum total of experiences that we've had in life that make us ready for our destiny. That's what preparation is, okay? And God is actively preparing you for something. Your significant experiences are also predictive of your life purpose. So nothing in God's hand is ever wasted. God doesn't waste an experience. We might toss it. We might think that it's a total wash, right? We might think it's bad debt, but that's not how it works with God. And God knows exactly how to repurpose things, how to restore things, how to redeem things, okay? So studying what God has taken you through reveals themes and connections that point you toward your call in life. So rather than thinking that different circumstances are good, bad, right, or wrong, you can view them all as something that is beneficial towards your destiny and helping you close the gap from where you are to getting to that destiny. And early in life, experiences of suffering and adversity are often a mystery. We think that this is just normal. This is just life, right? If you're somebody that had a lot of trauma around you, you might think anxiety is normal when anxiety is not normal. If you are somebody that had a lot of dysfunction around you, you might just think that that's how people do relationships and everybody's relationship is unhealthy and dysfunctional. That's not true, right? But we see these things in life and we just accept them because that's what we know. And it's only later, after we've learned how to trust God in things that we don't understand, that we begin to perceive how he has intricately woven his purposes for us throughout every experience in life, okay? So this is really important to note because this is how we can make sense of different life experiences that we've walked through relative to our calling. They'll give us insights into what we've been uniquely prepared for. It'll make our calling come into focus in a very different way, okay? So the secret to preparation in life is more about our inward growth than acquiring skills and credentials. We live in a world that glorifies those things, right? The more degrees, the more titles that you have in front of your name, the more expertise that you list on a resume. That's what people are looking for. That's what they clap for. But we're actually seeing that that's not enough. I was listening to a woman who essentially got fired without a cause. She got hired by a tech company, and then they ended up firing her because they hired too many people, and so she just got removed. Yet they just made up a story about why she was being fired, and she actually challenged them on this. So you can actually have the degrees, the education, be qualified and still get fired. It's really interesting how that can happen, right? So it's really important that you just understand that your inner growth is everything. So for example, with that scenario, that woman, because of her inner growth, was able to stand up to people that meant her no good and that were lying through their teeth, okay? And she held them to it, and it was recorded, and it was fabulous, right? Now, biblically speaking, Joseph is a primary biblical example of how inward growth often is way more valuable than just acquiring skills and credentials. So most of his outward preparation, he was learning the language of a different culture. He was becoming a good manager. He was mastering Egyptian customs. That's not where he came from. All of that, though, for him was happening in Potiphar's house. So he had to have the right exposure. Outwardly, as we watch and witness his life, he was demoted, just like Moses, actually, to a much lower position than he had before. And this was time and time again, right? He was put in slavery. There were so many things that kept happening to him, right? And inwardly, though, okay, so from the outside perspective, we would look at that and be like, man, Joseph must be like sinning. He must be out of alignment. He must be doing something wrong in order to have those outcomes happening to him. We make interesting assumptions like this, right? However, inwardly, he was right on course. He was exactly where God wanted him, and he grew by leaps and bounds in humility, in trust, and independence on God. That's everything. When you think about being a leader, you're going to need humility, trust, and dependence on God in order to lead well. You just will. So confidently functioning in your call is ultimately more about dependence on God to come through in the clutch than it is about your own credentials and contacts, okay? God is the contact. God is the hookup that you need. But a lot of people hold themselves back in life because they think that they can't do what they're here to do until they get the degree. They think that they can't do what they're here to do until they have that credential, until they feel ready, until somebody gives them an opportunity. They don't think they can simply work with what's in their hand and be obedient with that. And so even let's say they do go get the credential, but now they don't know these other things because they weren't out there just being obedient. They don't maybe know how to share what they have to offer. They don't know how to talk about it. They don't know how to make it relatable. And now they have different language and different practices that are almost making them inaccessible to the people that they'd want to reach in the first place. Like, there's different things that can happen just because you think you need more credentials in front of your name, okay? So really just pay attention to that. What's driving you? If you are going after those things because you're being obedient, that's one thing. But if you're going after them out of an insecurity, that's a very different driver. So just be aware of that, okay? So here with Joseph, right? Inwardly, he's on the right course and he grew by leaps and bounds in humility, trust, and dependence on God. And leaders like Joseph, who have had these large callings, go through major shaking and stripping experiences early in life. We see this a lot with ministries that have longevity. I'm talking 80, 90 years. It's wild, right? 70, 80 maybe is more like it, but ministries that have tested time, tested challenges, tested opposition, adversity, so many things, right? 70, 80 years in ministry is wild, okay? So leaders like Joseph like this go through major shaking and stripping experiences. Here's examples: being falsely accused, working under an abusive leader, or suddenly finding oneself leading in the midst of an organizational meltdown often indicate that God has tapped that person for great influence. Not every person can come through those things and glorify God, okay? And this counterintuitive insight can really be a lifesaver. Like, if you're in a place and it's challenging and it's confronting different things in you and it's refining you, if you lean in and you ask God, what are you doing here? What is your heart? What are you building? What is it that you want to release into this environment? What is it that you're asking of me? Do you want me to stay? Do you want me to go? Rather than being like, nope, that person just crossed me the wrong way, I quit. Or like the minute something gets hard, you're out because you're above that in some kind of way. When you're actually looking at it from God's point of view, you can learn so much, okay? Let alone that is obedience. So when it comes to life experience, it's really powerful to check in with yourself and ask, what have you experienced? Have there been themes? Have there been consistencies in what you've been walking through? And how are those experiences valuable to you? How do those experiences give you practical skills for what it is that you are called to do? And how have those experiences given you the character you need to reach your destiny? Much of any leader's preparation focuses on character development, not just skills. So your calling is about serving God for the good of other people. And preparation to serve others is not just then a function of skills that you have. You also have to become the kind of person that people in, you know, your target audience will look to. You can have all of the right answers and all of the best educational credentials, but if no one is listening to you, you won't have any influence, okay? So I just want you to think about your life experience and who it is that you are here to influence. Your life is ministry and ministry is your life. You are literally leading every single day, whether you're aware of it or not. How you are living is like a movie. It is broadcasting something all of the time. And what ministry really does is it takes Christ incarnate in you and channels that embodiment through your skills, your strengths, and your abilities to other people. And ministry is something you are that comes out through what you do. And because the heart is such an important part of representing God, representing Christ to the world, much of a leader's preparation involves embodying God in character qualities like dependence, trust, humility, love, and grace. So think about different things that you've gone through. That challenge was teaching you how to depend on God. That heartbreak was teaching you how to love like God. That demotion was teaching you how to be humble, right? That season of feeling and experience real lack in your life was teaching you how to trust in God. That season of walking through your healing journey was teaching you grace and how to be empowered by God, be divinely enabled to do things versus trying to control everything in your life, okay? So experiences in God's hands are different. Now, something that I want to encourage you to think about today is negative preparation. Negative preparation. So we tend to think that just when we're successful, that's when we learn, that's when we progress. But often the opposite is true. Often it's negative things that prepare us for our calling, for our destiny, more so than our successes. And negative preparation is when failure, suffering, or difficulty bring us unexpected gifts that launch us toward our destinies. And this is where having a perspective shift is so vital, because we can get so wrapped up in our circumstances that it's hard for us to step back and see the larger story of what God is doing. So working with a coach is something that I highly recommend, one that is spirit-driven, one that has a kingdom mindset, one that is led by God, one that is demonstrating the fruit of the Spirit in their life, right? One that has outcomes that you are looking for. So important to be walking with somebody like that in your life, okay? So when you're working with a coach, they often help you see this larger story of what God is doing. And God does things his own way, right? His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. So he's not going to do it the way we think. He's not going to do it the way we would, because he's God, okay? And he's not limited like we are. He's not limited by our limitations. So sometimes it's almost impossible to understand what God is doing with our lives until all of the pieces finally fall into place, okay? But in this life, everyone will experience trouble. No one is immune. And reframing difficult experiences as destiny preparation is a powerful tool that can help you engage your adverse circumstances as part of God's plan instead of punishment or instead of random evil. We try to give the enemy and evil too much airtime. We try to talk about all the things that the enemy is doing and almost allow ourselves to just play a victim rather than putting our eyes on God, where our help and hope comes from, giving him all the glory, expecting him to show up and show out in our lives. And it's a very different experience when we do this. So an example of this, I was recently in an awful car accident. I won't minimize it. Not that any accident is good, but this was yucky. It was somebody that deliberately was trying to create an accident to bamboozle insurance companies, I guess. I don't know. I don't think like people like this, and it was brutal. It's awful. However, being in this accident, prior to the accident, let me fill this detail in. I was servicing my car. I am somebody that just values stewarding well what you've been given and taking care of things. So my car is one of those things. It's not a new car by any means. I've had it for 8 years and it still just felt like a new car. Honestly, people would get in there and that's what they're thinking, just because I'm taking care of it, I'm keeping up on service appointments, all the things. So I just done a service appointment and then they shared that there was an oil sensor that was broken that would need to be replaced, and that there was like a small leak, but there's not like a whole lot to worry about that has to do with this sensor. And so you can probably not have to worry about it for about another year. And when you do, here's a quote of what that might look like. So they were quoting, I don't know, upwards of $5,000, somewhere in there, to get this repaired, get the parts, the labor, all the things. Because basically they have to like disassemble your engine and put it all back together. I'm like, that sounds fun. So the day after this accident, I was actually going to have appointments for second opinion so they could go under the hood and figure out what's going on in this car. Okay. So get in this accident. It is brutal. Lots of fire trucks, too many fire trucks, in my opinion, huge scene. A mess, traumatic in a lot of ways. I still probably won't go to this particular grocery store for a minute to avoid driving that route. However, I came to find out later, literally a few weeks after this accident, I came across a document that said my particular vehicle is being recalled for a oil leak, the exact thing that was described. And it's been known to basically cause engine explosions. And I'm like, are you kidding me? So I, in this accident, what was powerful was I immediately was prayerful. I set my sights on, okay, if this is happening, if God is allowing this to happen, I choose to believe that I'm going to see my dad show up and protect me. I'm going to see him walk me through this with him and bring me out better and give me double for my trouble. And anything I lose, he's going to replace it double, right? Like it's just going to, this is going to work out for me. Like this is a setup for something. So I positioned myself literally the day this is happening to expect that, which was important to this journey. And then I was asking God what maybe I didn't see. And then I found out that there was actually a major potential issue with my car that actually could not have waited for a whole another year. Okay. So choosing to see that situation is not like, why is this happening to me? Oh my God, you know, and making it a huge deal, but choosing to see that God is aware and that he's dealing with this is so, so powerful. So I know when I was praying about it, God also said, I was like, okay, God, is there anything that I need to do? Is there anything that I need to shift? And this is what I heard. I heard, this one's personal. I will fight for you. You need only be still. And I was like, okay. And then he's walked me through so many steps in this process, right? Because it's not necessarily fun to go through these. But when you're seeing a negative, quote unquote, situation or an inconvenience as something that God can shift and work for good, you go through it totally different and you come out better. And that is an option if you choose it, but not everyone will choose it. All right. So hopefully that's helpful for somebody. So negative preparation is really about perspective adjustment. And when times are tough, it's so easy to lose sight of how God causes all things to work together for our good to those who are called according to his purpose, meaning everything in life works to prepare us for God's calling. Okay, so we can regain right perspective by inviting us to consider God's purposes in a situation, right? What if God is in this? How does God want to meet me in this or transform me in the midst of this, right? What is how might this be preparing me for something? What is this teaching me to do? What, if there is any lesson, is here for me to glean? What can I lean into here? Okay. So it's really, really powerful to be doing that. And something that you can do to take this further in your own time is to jot down major difficulties in your life, any failures, any experiences of suffering that you've had, jot them all down in a column on like the left side of a piece of paper, let's say. And then on the right side, start making connections and distinctions to how that's actually prepared you for destiny in some way. Like, how did this experience drive you towards the needs of those that you're called to? Or what does this experience make you passionate about doing for other people? Or how did that shape your identity in some way? And how will that experience make you somehow more effective in your call? Now, you might not go this deep on every experience that you have, but particularly when you're walking through something really challenging, this is invaluable to do. Okay. So I just want to encourage you, not everything is happening to you. Things are happening for you. You are designed to be an example of what's possible with God. You are here to walk in the God-given authority that God has imparted into you. You are here to actualize your gifts, your talents, and your abilities that God downloaded into you, right? He created you to live a life by his design. He planned it in advance that you might walk in it. And so if that is true, and if he is allowing negative things, he's not creating and causing them, but if he is allowing those, there is something valuable for you to learn. There's a character quality that God is developing in you. There is a lesson that he is teaching you somehow. Now, here's what I am not saying. I am not saying that God is causing destructive things to teach you lessons. That is not what is happening. But God allows things. Okay, and if God is allowing something, there's lessons in it, there's wisdom in it, there's value to be gained. Okay, so think about your life right now. What negative things have you written off? Go back and see, where was God in that? How did that teach me something valuable that's so important for me in my calling today? Right? What if negative things were teaching me way more than any success that I've had in my life? Not to say you're going to keep looking for negative things, but negative things are going to happen even when you're in alignment. Okay, life is going to be hard, but if you can learn from everything that you're in, you're going to lose this FOMO, this fear of missing out. The best way to not miss out is show up fully for your life, the life that you're living right now. Be all in. Don't wait for a future event. Don't live your life in the past. Be all here now. And you can do that when you don't label things as good, bad, right, or wrong, when you look at them for the wisdom that they have to offer you. Okay, so I hope this message is valuable and challenging the way you think. If you do want help on this, what I have done is I have opened a few spots on my calendar for coaching one-on-one. So if you would like to work together, if you'd like to go a little bit deeper, even into something like this, all you've got to do is email my team, info@julianapage.com, and we will send you the details about what working together looks like. Okay, and if that's something that you feel ready for in this season, get involved in Courage Co. All the training programs really help you show up and be courageous in your life. We do not need more people that choose cowardice. We do not need to see people master how to play small. We don't need to see more people shrinking back in the face of adversity. We've got to show up in a different way because this world is not going to change without us doing that. Like, we are solutions. We are answers. You are here on purpose, and you've got to make sure that you are preparing for all of the moments, all of the destiny moments that are connected to your life. And you don't have to do that alone. We are designed to do life together. We are so much stronger together. Okay. So I encourage you, come join us in Courage Co. If you would like courage, if you would like coaching and to work together one-on-one, email my team, info@julianapage.com. And make sure, if you're thinking about 30 days of faith walking, stop thinking about it and go get into that program. There's way more value in there than you will even invest in. It's worth way more than what you pay for, okay? So make sure that you come join us in there. And until next time, stay blessed. Listen, if you are not plugged into Courage Co. yet, what are you doing? Courage Co. is a faith-based community off social media that you can access from your phone or your desktop, literally from anywhere. It is a safe place
place and a sacred space for you to invest in and live your most courageous and impactful story. You can join us for free for prayer calls and challenges, for a monthly subscription where we have monthly masterclasses, or the God's Vibes Mastermind, where you will get live master life coaching at a price that you won't get anywhere else, 12 weeks of content that we will go through together, or you can navigate at your own pace. You'll have lifetime access to that, a community of women doing this alongside of you, a workbook, and so many other materials to help you on your journey. And I just want you to imagine for a second, having the courage, clarity, and focus to achieve anything you desire. Walking into any situation fully confident, knowing you have everything you need to succeed. Embracing challenges and overcoming obstacles with grace and ease. Feeling only love and compassion for others, no matter how they may have hurt you in the past. Standing up for what you believe in and taking unstoppable action to create the kind of world you want to live in. You're in the right place to take your next step on your journey. When you plug into the God's Vibes Mastermind, I'll teach you how to identify and eliminate the self-limiting beliefs and habits that are stopping you from getting the results you want. I'll teach you how to heal old wounds that have negatively impacted your self-image and self-esteem for far too long. I'll show you how to dismantle the story of who you are and what you can or cannot do in the world. I'll help you expand your consciousness from fear-based limitation to love and compassion and service to the world. I'll help you vanquish the inner enemies that are stopping you from being all that you can be. Release your victimhood and reclaim your power. Develop a aligned mindset and habits to boost your productivity and results. Gain deeper awareness of your own inner light and divinity, and achieve the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual self-mastery needed to achieve any goal. You will learn how to think the way God formed, shaped, and anointed you to think, and succeed the way He always intended, and show up in any situation as the most powerful person in the room, no matter what challenges might appear on your path. If this sounds like something that you want to be a part of, I want to invite you to join the God's Vibes Mastermind. You can get plugged into it over at Courage Co. You can access Courage Co at any level at www.courageco.org. Together, we will awaken your inner warrior spirit and unleash your capacity to achieve any goal you can imagine. You will become an example of what's possible with God.